Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort boys and basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a pair of games from this past week and getting ready for sub-state as well. So coach, we'll start off with that game versus Washington County from this past Friday. You guys win that one on the road 63-52. You told me that you guys played well. You kept them to about a 6 to 10 point cushion and able to come away with a victory.
Yeah, I thought the kids went up there and competed well. We knew it was going to be a challenge playing at their place. And I mean, Washington's a well-coached team, and they play hard. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a challenge, so it was a good win for our guys to pick up there.
And then you followed that up with a game that was a tough loss. That was from Monday. You guys dropped that game to the Bulldogs 36-34. Had a tougher time making shots in this one. And in the end, you had some chances to possibly tie or take the lead, unable to get it, though.
Yeah. I mean, again, our kids played hard. We didn't necessarily execute some things the way we need to, especially this time of year. And, yeah, the ball just didn't go in at times, which, you know, sometimes that leads to hanging our heads and stuff like that. But I really thought throughout the kids did continue to compete, and they never gave up on that opportunity to win. And they had shots there, to, like I said, to kind of tie it, or even I think we had a three to take the lead there under a minute. Didn't capitalize, but, again, anytime you can give yourself those shots at the end of a game, then you're doing some things well.
So now you guys are going to be taking on Washington County again, this time in sub-state, as you guys get the 4 seed with a 10-9 record. Washington County, they are 7-12. At least that's the sub-state record, and that will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And, Coach, just an incredible job that you and your kids have done to go from a 2-win season a year ago to winning 10 this year and getting to host a sub-state game this year and a chance to possibly get to the semifinals next Thursday. And if you guys win that game, Osborne awaits the winner of that one, as that should be a really tough matchup. I want to get your thoughts on having to play Washington County twice in this short amount of time.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, anytime you play league schools twice this quick, I mean, it's a tough turnaround. But like I said, Washington's well-coached, and they're long and athletic and, you know, can hit some shots and play good defense there in that zone. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to throw some things at us that maybe they didn't last time to disrupt any rhythm. But, you know, at this time of year, we know what we got to do. And, you know, we just want to go out and compete and execute some things and just enjoy that moment, enjoy the opportunity, you know, to play at home and see what happens with that.
And, of course, you want to take things one game at a time. But is there any point where you look at the bottom portion of the bracket and be like, okay, Lakeside Downs is there as a 3 seed. Rock Hills is there as well, two teams that aren't in the league, so we're not as familiar with those two teams. And you kind of look up, possibly just look at their schedules and see, okay, is there any common opponents? Do you do anything like that, or are you just like, okay, we're going to focus on just this game and this game alone?
Oh, I think any coach probably glances to see what's there, but for us, I mean, I've glanced, but the reality is Washington's a dang good team, and we know our focus has to be on them throughout these practices and then tomorrow night, because none of that other stuff matters unless we do what we need to do tomorrow night. We know that we're going to have our work cut out for us, so, yeah, our focus has been there, that's for sure.
And you guys will have a whole week to worry about Osborne if you guys are to win that and then focus on the bottom half of the bracket. So you got plenty of time to worry about those teams at the bottom. Just got to focus in on this game coming up tomorrow night, again, at 7 o'clock as Frankfort hosts Washington County. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck in this one.
We appreciate that, and thank you for all your coverage and everything you do. We appreciate it.
That was Frankfort boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.